This is a principle of life that however much something in your heart, if you have greatness for something in your heart, value for appreciation for that, respect for that, adab for that, then that is the extent to which an individual will take benefit from that. And the greatness in the heart and due to the value and the appreciation, he brings that into his life. Even whatever it is. Anything, if you want to take benefit from something, then first and foremost, there must be greatness, azmat of that thing in your heart. The more azmat there is, the izzat, the respect, the adab for that, then the more you'll take benefit, the more you'll appreciate that, and the more you'll take benefit. Take anything from the dunya, any worldly thing. Take a car, very expensive car you've purchased. And if you value that car, then you will utilize it, you will take the benefit from it. If you get a lot of wealth, you didn't work hard, you didn't really earn, it came in via inheritance, obviously you won't respect that, value that, wealth came and you'll waste it. You'll waste it. So with regards to the hereafter, this is the situation as well. If there are amal, deeds, and if inside a person he has respect and value and appreciation for those amal, then properly he will practice those amal. If an individual, if you want to take benefit from an individual, if you have greatness, respect and regard of that person inside your heart, present, however much there is, the more then you will take benefit from that person. For this reason you'll see that a sheikh has thousands of murids, hundreds of thousands of murids, but from within those you will see a difference in everyone. Somebody will be on a different level, a different status, on a different maqam. And this doesn't mean that the sheikh is distributing his love, because this is bi'idhnillah, from Allah Ta'ala. The sheikh doesn't have anything in his control. Where does this come? From Allah Ta'ala. Allah is khabir, basir. He knows everything in the hearts, the condition of the hearts. And this is a very big subject, because Allah is being attained. We have to arrive to Allah. So then why is there a difference between the students, the murideen? And within a few moments, a person can go from here to here, and somebody takes all his life and he's on a lower level. What's the reason for that? Because the difference is aqeedah, ihtiram, regard, respect, adab. In that murid, if he's got respect, regard, adab, and the more greatness and izzat he has in his heart, muhabbat, love, the more that student will pull on the faiz, the blessings from the teacher. He will take benefit every discussion, every word, sitting with him, walking with him, seeing him, his life. The life of the sheikh will become the benefit for the student. So this is very important. The salikin should pay attention to this. The students, when you go to the sheikh, then do you get nisbat? Is there a connection? Do you have respect for the sheikh in your heart? Do you have regard for him? If you don't, then you should have more. Because this is our subject of the sawaf. This is a wasila, means by which we are going to arrive to Allah. And if this path source is weak, just a routine, tradition, culture, cultural connection, we have a connection with that person, then your life will be a routine life and you won't benefit. You won't take any benefit. It's a very important point to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all the months, the days, the year, there's no doubt. Everything's there. But the month that we are coming towards, and it's very close to us, first and foremost, let's all do dua, that some things are very close sometimes, but it's close when Allah makes it close. So do this dua that Allah Ta'ala, this great and big month, may Allah allow us with ease and health and iman arrive into this month. Why? Why is there so much respect for this month? Why is it such a great month? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look, in which style, which way. First and foremost, when he spoke about this month in the Quran, Allah mentioned its greatness in our hearts. Allah instilled its greatness into our hearts. Obviously, every month is present. All the faiz, the blessings of Allah descend in every month. Shaban, was it less? Was Rajab less? No month, take any month. in the year, Allah's rahmah is there. They're full of Allah's rahmas. Take every month. It's full of with Allah's mercies. But especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablik. Especially Allah ta'ala said to create the greatness in our hearts, the respect in our hearts. Allah is saying that this is the level and the greatness of this month should come into our heart. Why? So we can take benefit from this month. If in our hearts there's no value for this, there's no greatness for this month, the status is not present in our heart, then the month will go to waste. And many people, the people will benefit from Ramadan, the amount of azmat in the heart. As I said, the people, the student will take the benefit from the sheikh as much as there's greatness in the heart for the sheikh. Same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has introduced this month in an ajeeb, unique way. That this is not a minor month, so listen carefully, Allah says attentively, this is that month in which, for a special reason, there's ihtiram, respect. Other months, every month has its status, but there's a specific, unique point. Allah says that it's not just given to you this month. Kutiba alaykum al-qiyam. Allah says, siyam, it's not just for you. Kama kutiba al. Allah says, the people before you, min qablik, those who passed before you, from when? Allah says, this is such an important month, such an important month, that it's not just for today, this day and age, for this ummah. Rather, this is such an important month that from Adam alayhi salam until now, all of the people came for, all of them are made it lazim. Subhanallah. So tell me what a great thing Ramadan will be. Allah's Nabi didn't say for nothing. It's so famous a hadith that a great month is about to come upon you. It's about to come upon you. Be attentive, be alert, be alert, be awake. Allah Ta'ala is saying this, respect it and see it, its importance in your heart. This is not a small month that has been given to you. That all of the people from Adam alayhi salam until now, they attain it. No, oh, just Ramadan, come khair, oh, it's okay, we'll come and go, we'll keep the fast and that's it. We'll pray salah, we'll do talawat, dhikr, and Ramadan's coming. No, Allah says, no, this is not the way you pass this month. This is not the way you regard this month. Understand this month. What is this month? What it says, subhanallah, subhanallah. The Quran is saying this. Verses have been revealed. Allah Ta'ala first says that in this month, ajib ibadah, unique ibadah. I've given you fast, I've given you hajj as well, I've given you salah, other ibadat I've given to you, zakah, sadaqat. But it says in this month, the biggest factor, Allah Ta'ala says that I've given you ibadah, which is called what? Siyam, fasting. Siyam, fasting. How long has this been going on for? For you? From Adam alayhi salam till now. So what is there in this fast that Allah Ta'ala has instilled? So important, due to which Allah Ta'ala says, not for 1 or 2 days, rather 30 days I'm giving you this ibadah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. 30 days. Understand this, Allah Ta'ala says. And don't think it's a minor thing, insignificant. So what's the reason, brothers? That in this Allah Ta'ala says that be alert, be attentive, this ibadah. What's the connection? All of the previous qawm nations, the reason is that this ibadah, fasting within siyam, there's such an element which Allah Ta'ala sealed within this ibadah, without which insan cannot attain success. In the hereafter, he cannot be successful. This is that ibadah Allah Ta'ala has given in this month of Ramadan, due to which Allah Ta'ala wants to see its importance in our hearts so that we can implement this ibadah. Allah says, our maqsad, the objective of life, human being, what's our objective? That Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with us and we become pleased with Allah. Yes, radiyatam mardiyya. Allah says in this verse in the Quran that the person when he's dying, Allah is pleased with him and his servant is pleased with Allah. And if we don't have this position that Allah is unhappy with us and we're departing from this world, then see the hal that will take place. Tell me, what will occur? Ul adab will come at that time when Allah is not happy with us and we're departing from this world. Fortunate that human being, the person with iman, is that person when he departs from this world and Allah is happy with him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, via this ibadah, which is specific, unique, due to which Allah ta'ala says that with regards to that ibadah, Allah says, understand it's a very great action that's been given to you. And that's what's hidden within this action, that through this ibadah, the objective is what? That via this ibadah, you can attain that conclusion that Allah becomes happy with us. That feeling is attained, that condition is attained, that emotion is attained, through which the servant pleases Allah. 30 days Allah Ta'ala has given to us this, that Allah, make Allah pleased with you. Fast is it, the action. Fast is the action through which the Allah becomes pleased with his servant. Look. How? What is it? Within fasting that Allah becomes happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the action of fasting has put that condition, that feeling, that factor within salah, that it pleases Allah, without which Allah will not be pleased, happy. And if Allah is not happy, pleased, then we cannot be successful. Remember this. Totally, we will not be successful. And Allah is only happy through this condition, the conditions present within the human being, then that human being is successful. Listen carefully, you are salik, you are travelers, you are students, and we're on this subject path. Allah Ta'ala in the whole year has given us this month so that we can revise our lesson, our sabak, and remember him. What is that? What is that? Through which Allah Ta'ala becomes happy, and that's what the human being needs, without which he cannot be successful, and he can only get that through fasting. What is that factor? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That is taqwa. Taqwa. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Doesn't matter how much ibadah you do, take any ibadah, whatever worship you do. If we do not have taqwa, then everything will fail. Everything of that human being will fail. Success is based on what? Taqwa. Taqwa. Remember this. Taqwa. Allah Ta'ala becomes happy due to what? Due to taqwa. That we do zikr adhkar. If through zikr adhkar, sohbat of shaykh, connection with the shaykh, we do not attain taqwa, we cannot be successful. We will fail. Our zikr will fail. Our sohbat will fail. Our effort will fail. All ibadat, you can do everything. All ibadat you do, worship, actions, deeds. If we don't attain taqwa, if taqwa is not felt, then we are totally failed. Why? Because it's not ibadah that Allah will ask about. Allah wants to look at the result of the ibadah. Allah has given us salah. Allah wants to ask about just salah. There are thousands of nawafil. Why didn't you pray? Hundreds of thousands. That's why Allah has given 5 salah in a day. So that factor we can obtain via 5 salah in the day. Noor ala noor. The more sweet you put on top, the more sweeter it will become. That's fine. If you want to pray 1,000 nafil, 100,000 nafil. But 5 salah in the day, Allah has instilled that factor. And you can get that result. If we don't get that result, that after every salah, what should we attain? Taqwa. Taqwa. After hajj, what should we attain? Taqwa. After giving zakah, what should we attain? Taqwa. If there's no taqwa in our lives, our ibadah is not successful. So Allah Ta'ala has given us such an ibadah, which is called fasting, sayam, which practices to get to this factor. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. That ibadah is taqwa. The name of this ibadah is taqwa. If there was no taqwa, then it wouldn't be a fast. Do you understand what I'm saying? This ibadah depends on this result, that we become muttaqi, then you become a saim, person who's fasting. If you're not muttaqi, then you're not a fasting person. How? Do you understand what I'm saying? Very easily, I'm trying to break it down and explain. As a human being, is sinning beyond sinning. Sinful person. Yes, how does he become a muttaqi? He's sinful beyond sinful. Thief, whatever he is, you can say to him, give him a name, title. He's got weaknesses within him. And he keeps the fast. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. He's kept the fast, yeah? So then on the other side, Allah says, لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَقُونَ. The fast makes a person become a muttaqi. The muttaqi is a high grade, a sinful person. He's kept the fast. And he says, and the day he's a muttaqi. Subhanallah. So how, what an ibadah Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Will he become a muttaqi? Why? Because he's doing that action within the fasting day. If he doesn't do the action, then he's not keeping the fast. He's not a fasting person. What is that? What is the action he'll do? That he's kept the fast. All life long he disobeyed Allah. Now he's kept the fast. And his nafs says, come on, you are steal. Will he steal? Will he? He'll say, no, let's smoke cannabis. Will he smoke cannabis? The sign? He'll say, no, my fast will break. No one's telling him. Nobody's telling him. Subhanallah. Nobody's guiding him. He's free. He's eaten suhoor in the morning and now he's got the stamp. He's a fasting person. Automatically, because iman is present, even the worst and the worst of human beings, the jazba passion with him. No, yara, cannot do this action ever. I'm fasting. Oh, don't tell me to do this. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Never will you do the action. Wrong action. Leave me. Take a child. Child, if you make him keep the fast, the child, you put toffees in front of the child, chocolate in front of the child, he will not eat them. Test him. Why? Because Allah has praised, لَعَلَّكُمْ. The quality of the fast inherent, whoever keeps the fast, it will make him a muttaqi, then free that person. SubhanAllah. The fast will make the individual a muttaqi, and then it will leave us after. Look how great is this month, and how Allah Ta'ala wants to take us out of Jahannam. SubhanAllah. Imagine. Do you understand the objective of fasting? That what a great message fasting has brought to us. That any human being, take him, he will never commit the sin because the nafs is there. What's the game until the evening? What's the game? Nafs, the desires pull on him, do this. He will say to nafs, don't talk nonsense, I'm fasting. Do I listen to my Rabb or do I listen to you? And this is the deen of Islam. This is taqwa. And such a high level Allah Ta'ala has taken this. The halal things Allah has made haram. Why? Because Allah knows that the power of iman, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, has so much power within which if this penetrates somebody, doesn't matter how sinful he is, but the power of the kalam is such that if he wants, then he can leave everything in the dunya. Yes, so iman is not a minor thing. Allah Ta'ala knows the power of iman. Allah knows. That's why Allah Ta'ala has taken this deed to high level. Not that, oh, he's sinful, he's a zani, he's a thief, she's a dirty woman, he's a good man. Oh, you keep the fast like this, you keep... No. One standard, Allah said in the fast. Why? Because everybody has iman within. And that status of iman, Allah Ta'ala said, that every man, every person, doesn't matter how bad that person is, but if they've got iman, then he's got the power, the strength, that even if you put a small haram thing in front of the person, if he desires, he can reject it. You know how? Allah Ta'ala says, okay, haram is haram, we know that. But let me show you now the power of iman. How? Allah says, this is your bibi, this is your wife, halal in normal time, but in the fasting state, you cannot go to her. Will anybody go close to his wife? Tell me, she's halal, normally. Is she not halal, lawful? She's not haram. He's not doing something haram. Nafs says, oh, it's your halal, lawful wife. What's the loss in this? There's no loss in this for you. Wasn't she your wife yesterday? Wasn't she your wife yesterday night? She's still your wife now. What difference does it make? But what's the answer you'll give? No, yaar, my Rabb has said, this action you cannot do during the state of fasting. SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. What a high regard. So what power Allah has demonstrated? The power of iman. That this is the strength of iman. That even if the halal thing I make haram, and you desire it, but you can leave it. You can even, but it's your wrong actions, your bad actions, that you keep running after haram. No, I'm forced to do this. What can I do? Oh, I can't leave this. This woman was calling me. I went. What can I do? It's night time. I put the TV on. Screen came on. All of this Allah Ta'ala says that totally you're talking rubbish. Within you, you have the power. I've given this to you. And all of these are your excuses. Is nothing. This is just criminality and shaitaniyat. If you want, you can change yourself suddenly within a second. And the punishment is given for this reason, Jahannam. You will be thrown into Jahannam for this reason. Such big punishments I'll give to you for this reason. I don't do zulm. I'm not an oppressor, Allah Ta'ala says. I don't do zulm with anybody. Yourself, you commit these sins and you contaminate yourself with the nafs. You've been given the power. If only you have determination and courage and go towards Allah, no strength of the world will stop you implementing Allah's hukam. SubhanAllah, it's just your excuses. You speak nonsense. I'm forced to do this. I can't help it. I feel like it. I'm young. I want to look at the woman, the girl. I want to do this. And I can't stop myself from doing haram. It's so hard, so difficult. Whatever Allah has called haram in the world, for the mu'min, Allah has given the strength to a mu'min. That if he has taqwa, and he has fear in Allah, and he has love of Allah, and he wants Allah's love, and he wants success in the hereafter, he can reject that sin in such an easy way, just like in the fasting, the intense heat, his tongue is dry, and there's water there, there's nobody looking at him, he doesn't go close to the water, because my Rabb has prevented me. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Do you understand what is the fast now? Do you understand? So the start of fasting is what? Taqwa. This is the definition of taqwa. So what does Allah Ta'ala say? That this is taqwa. And if this taqwa you bring and adopt in your life, and you should do that you're doing now. Halal you are leaving. Yes, eating is halal. Chicken is halal. Fish is halal. Subhanallah. Kebabs, make them, cook roast, and make and cook whatever you want, and delicious foods, and they'll be put in front of you. But, and put that in front of the person, put it in front of a child, the food, and he is desperate of hunger. You say, oh, all of these halal foods, there's nothing wrong, they've all been slaughtered correctly. Eat, go and eat. You say, no, let Maghrib come, then I will break the fast, then I will tackle the food, then I won't leave the food, not one thing will I leave. But right now, you can put the mounds of food in front of me, but my fast says to me, don't eat. In other words, my Rabb says, you are not to eat, so I will not eat. Subhanallah. This is the message. This is the message. So what's the reason? What happens to us after fasting? Why do we become shaitan? Who do we blame? Oh, this is the reason. No reason. Allah says, don't dhulum upon yourself. Rabbana dhulamna anfusana. I've done dhulum on myself, on my due to my nafs and myself, I've done dhulum on myself. If I want, I won't eat haram. If I want, I won't go towards criminality. If I want, I won't oppress anyone. If I want, I won't backbite against anyone. If I want, I won't lie. If I want, I won't have anger. What haram actions we do, anger is such a bad thing. And if in comparison to anger, the person says, I want to do a good deed, taqwa deed, a deed of fasting, then forgive somebody with love. I've forgiven you. And have tenderness. And look at the beauty in that. Tenderness. Somebody's wealth, how much a person consumes a person's wealth is dhulam, oppression. But subhanallah, that for example, if you forgive somebody the debt that he owes you, or if you're close and you give that person more, look at that, the love and the taqwa that is being demonstrated. So this is what we understand now. The fasting that Allah Ta'ala has given to us is for what reason? لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you can become muttaqi. What is muttaqi? That a person makes his nafs habitual, that whatever Allah Ta'ala says, I will listen, obey, and I will not listen to you, O nafs. Subhanallah. And 30 days Allah Ta'ala has given us the practice of Islah nafs, that when human being, that make your nafs used to this, I'm not going to listen to you, I'm not going to obey you at all. Just like during the fast I didn't listen to you, why should I listen to you now? Why should I go towards haram? I won't do this. If in this way we keep the fast, then Allah Ta'ala says, all lifelong, this is the life of the mu'min in reality, that your nafs always, when your nafs invites you towards doing a wrong, towards haram, say immediately, I am afraid of Allah, I'm the fasting person. The mu'min's fast isn't just in Ramadan, the mu'min's fast is all lifelong the fast. Subhanallah. And the iftar of the fast will be when? Subhanallah, the iftar of the fast Allah Ta'ala will enable us to do at that time when a person passes away. Then the first dinner Allah Ta'ala will give to him is that you have to break your fast first. Your fast has to be broken first. Why? With such a beautiful things were in front of you. Look, two things are very source of weakness for the human being. Allah Ta'ala has made the woman, and the person loses out due to the private parts. Remember this. Yes, whatever age you arrive to, whatever you are, the woman is always the weakness for the man. He will be coughing, spluttering, dying. Oh, let's just do another marriage. What difference does it make? Because he's running after a woman. Because the big weakness Allah Ta'ala has kept aside for man. The woman, the female. This is a fact. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he who has saved his nafs from these things, subhanahu, when the haram things are calling you, inviting you wrong things, when the man and the woman, and if he stops himself from shaitani, he's fasting. He's kept the fast. And at that time when he dies, then Allah ta'ala says that this is the fasting person. He fasted, he didn't just keep the fast of Ramadan, he kept a total fast in life. Because it was the praise of Ramadan that you had to stop your nafs from doing something wrong. Prevent yourself. So all the rest of your life, you suppress your desires. And subhanAllah, the friends of Allah, you'll always have seen, that what do they do? Just like in the fast is stated, not just do they stop the haram, but even the halal, lawful things they leave as well. Subhanallah. You'll have seen many events, Sahaba Ikram, radiyallahu anhum, Sahaba and Sabi, noble companions. Nafs is saying, that eat meat, he's not eating meat. Why? He said, I want to give the punishment to my desires. I won't eat meat. I'll give the punishment. I don't want to get 20 years to feed meat, to eat meat. We say it's halal. Why is he not eating? Because we haven't understood this fact, this point, that that person's arrived to that stage and level that totally he's a permanent fasting person. Just like during Ramadan, it was halal and haram. And even after that, he says that I'm fasting throughout my life. And just once I'll break the fast, when I get the hoor, then I will break my fast at that time hereafter. Subhanallah. What a great point. This is taqwa. This is taqwa. Allah Ta'ala said, I haven't given the big maqam for taqwa. Irji'i ila rabbika radiyatam radiyah. Come to me, I'm waiting for you. You are fasting, the fasting person. I'm waiting, I've prepared for you. Whatever you left in the dunya, the delicious taste of the nafs, the women folk you left. You left mal, wealth. These are two weak points of the human being. Women and wealth. You rejected these two things for my sake and you stayed in a state of fast all your life. Come, I'll give to you now. Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanallah. When the line of the hoors is there in front of you, Subhanallah, that he was fasting, now do iftar. Allah says, you left food, now come, then do iftar with this. Just like in the hadith, it comes. The first and foremost, Allah Ta'ala give dinner to the people of Jannah, Subhanallah. That will be the kidney of the fish, the liver of the fish. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that fish and imagine how that person will break the fast in Jannah. So if we understand that fasting means there's 30 fast in Ramadan, we eat in the morning and then we leave for the rest of the day. No, brothers, this is the fast of the mu'min. As I said to you, give the example that he leaves halal as well afterwards. He says, no, I won't eat this. I won't eat meat until 20, 30 years I won't eat. Yes, the 15 years I won't go towards my wife. And just like we in the world say, look at him, he's going against Sharia, brothers. These are those people, this is for the fasting people that leave the wife. So we, for example, that we start thinking, we're counting, for example, we start, for example, disliking ourselves, astaghfirullah, what do? That we, those haram things, Allah says, the worst things, they become tasty and enjoyment for us in the, delicious for us, haram actions, bad actions, dirty actions, all those things that disobedience that Sharia says don't do, that Allah prohibits, they are the enjoyment factors in our lives. They come into our lives. Yes, batini and dhahiri, internal and external, all wrong things become the taste of our life. That's how dirty we are. Impure we are. That's why we say that when a person keeps the fast, he's light. So when he keeps the fast, when he raises his hands and does dua of tari time, the dua is accepted. Do we not say this? Is it not said? This is due to the reason of the fast, because he adopted taqwa. He adopted taqwa. Taqwa says that he opposed his nafs, and this is the definition of taqwa. The person who opposes his nafs, he decides, that's the definition of taqwa. Do you understand that what's fasting? So Allah Ta'ala said this in the Quran, that I haven't just given to you all the previous nations, the whole world needs this until you don't become a muttaqi, then how will you get the rewards from me? Allah says, how will you go into my Jannah, my paradise? If you want to come successful, then come as a muttaqi. That's why Allah Ta'ala, 30 days Allah has given to us, Subhanallah. That do islah of your nafs, rectify your nafs. We don't understand this. We think, I'll finish this many Quran, read this much Taraweeh, do this much dhikr, do this much action, and our Ramadan is complete. And the next day, shaitan, we become shaitan again after Ramadan finishes. But if a human being understands the meaning of Ramadan, that we have to become muttaqim, what's a muttaqim? That we have to practice what? That islah of nafs, rectification of the nafs, and make our nafs used to, just like today, you are running away from Allah's disobedience during Ramadan, inshallah the rest of my life, I will also adopt the same technique. That's the enjoyment. That's the lutf. This is the definition of fasting, brothers. That's why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that definitely that until the evening the fast will make you muttaqi, but you have to continue this afterwards as well. Don't just stop there after Ramadan, our fast is finished. No, we have become permanent fasting people and will continue to fight our nafs. Subhanallah, Allah's mercy is given to us. 30 days, Allah has told us many things prohibited after that. Allah says, I made you practice for 30 days. The rest of the life, what you have to do now is that everything, eat, drink, everything that's halal in front of you, I won't prevent you, stop you, but just do one thing you have to keep going in existence, that keep on stopping your nafs from disobeying me. This pact of the fast, don't break it afterwards. Allah's made it easy. Eating, drinking, I'll make halal for you after Ramadan. I made you practice during Ramadan. Now the real objective which I was making you practice in Ramadan, Allah says that should be your continued practice after Ramadan as long as you're alive, and keep that same opposition. And if you keep the opposition in existence, then in my kitab, you are the fasting person. Your fast has not broken. Your iftar has not occurred yet. I will host your iftar, Allah says. You understand the point, brothers? And another point I'd like to share with you. How Allah Ta'ala is Rahim, merciful on us. We say, Allah, okay, fine. Okay, you've given us mercy. You've made us practice. And inshallah, we've understood nafs now. Have you understood today the meaning now? So when you keep the fast, keep fast carefully, cautiously, and don't just say, oh, I've done this, I've done that. You have to say this, that how much have I controlled my nafs in Ramadan? This is what you need to think. How much have I controlled my nafs? What have I stopped doing? From Allah's disobedience have I stopped my nafs? And that's, we will not do that at all. That's when you are defined as the fasting person, you are saim, and you are successful in Ramadan. Now, Allah Ta'ala, okay, fair enough. You give us this, you give us Ramadan, Taraweeh, you give us a sketch, a way, a habit, a schedule, what's about to come. Masjids are full, everything's happening. After that, shaitan, you've chained him as well during Ramadan, you've sealed him, imprisoned him. Okay, so after this, Allah, how do I practice now after? How can I continue this? Say subhanAllah. Because it's hard, isn't it? Yes, come back into the dunya afterwards. Then you're saying your Ramadan should be consistent. Ramadan's gone. And Ramadan, obviously we had power, we had strength. Shaitan, you had controlled him. Now Ramadan's gone. Allah, after Ramadan, what do we do now? Allah Ta'ala has then mercy. Allah has mentioned the Quran. I say, okay, fair enough. Ramadan I take away from you, back from you, but I will continue the spring of Ramadan. The garden, the freshness, that feeling, that emotion, that same Ramadan you'll get. Acceptable? Accepted to you? You accept? Say yes. Say yes. The Ramadan's gone, physically, practically it's gone, but physically, Ramadan says, I'm still with you. Practically I'm gone, but I'm still physically with you. So in Ramadan you stopped sinning, Ramadan stopped you sinning, Ramadan corrected you. So Allah says, I'll give you such a thing, that after Ramadan, even Alhamdulillah, you will still feel Ramadan. You will still feel Ramadan. In the world, you will be back into the world, but every moment you will feel that emotion of Ramadan. It was just like Ramadan stopped you and stopped your nafs, inshallah. In the same way, your nafs will continue to have the brakes on it and the stops on it. And that's such a thing I'll give to you. Allah says, this is a point to listen to, brothers. Ramadan's gone, but after Ramadan, remember the spring of Ramadan doesn't go. The emotion of Ramadan doesn't go. The feeling of Ramadan doesn't go. Allah says you want to attain that same end conclusion, that you want to suppress your desires, you don't want to obey your nafs, you want to follow Allah's orders, you want that same feeling of Ramadan ongoing. Allah says, I'll give that to you, you'll get it. How do we get it? Allah says in Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, O people of Iman, attain taqwa, kunu ma sadiqeen. Subhanallah. That all these things you'll get, same taqwa, go to the company of the Ahlullah. The friends of Allah, the people of Allah, I swear by Allah, total same Ramadan emotion. That just like in Ramadan, the human being fought his nafs, didn't listen to the nafs, same way when he goes to the Ahlullah, the friend of Allah, makes somebody a sheikh, a teacher, his azmat, his greatness, his status comes to the heart, just like Ramadan came into your heart, just like Allah gave Ramadan, in the sohbat Allah has given me this as well of this individual, and he also is respectful for me, just like Ramadan is. So just like Ramadan, you obey the order of Ramadan, don't do this action, same way your sheikh's order, you will obey, I will not commit the sins. Subhanallah. And the person who doesn't listen to his sheikh's order, then he's not the murid, he has no connection. The Ramadan, if he doesn't obey Ramadan, he's not the fasting person. So same emotion Allah has given, that you can adopt taqwa, and this taqwa will stay in existence. How? You go to the company, the proper company of the friend of Allah. Subhanallah. The friend of Allah, take his sohbat, same greatness for the sheikh, same importance, respect. If my sheikh is unhappy, what will I do? If he takes me out, kicks me out, what will I do? My sheikh's prohibited me from this, that don't do this action. And if I do this, how will I submit the sheets? How will I go in front of him? So who are we suppressing? Our desires, nafs, do this sin. He says, no, yaar, my sheikh said, don't do this sin, I won't do it. And the greatness, if you have, just like Ramadan's greatness in your heart, if you have the greatness of your sheikh in your heart, then know that just like Allah's given you Ramadan, your sheikh also Allah's given to you. Allah has introduced you to Shaykh. Same barakat in Ramadan that stopped you from following your nafs. I swear by Allah, the same barakat in the company of the Shaykh. Rather, in the company of the Shaykh, there's more barakat that Ramadan doesn't speak, but your Shaykh will explain to you, demonstrate to you, and you will listen to him. He will host you and enable you to do dhikr. And there you will get greater effects than Ramadan. Subhanallah. So when a human being sees that my salah is being done, then what he should do immediately, he should seek, when Ramadan's concluding, he should seek a sheikh, just like he wanted islah of his nafs in Ramadan. Hazrat, I've come to you for islah of my nafs. Sheikh will say, then you'll have to do the same actions, the same style as if, just like you did Ramadan. Ramadan said to you, don't drink water, don't go to the woman. Same way, whatever your sheikh tells you to leave, you need to do the same thing. And if you are delaying in that, if you're lazy in that, then the same thing will happen. Just like the fasting person, when you were lazy, negligent, then you weren't the fasting person. So if you are negligent, you have a connection with the shaykh, and after that you cut corners, you don't obey him, then you have considered his sohbet, that's a waste, and all of your actions are a waste. You understand? Both points Allah has explained in the Quran, subhanAllah. So Ramadan, it doesn't disappear. Ramadan comes an objective, and the objective of the Ramadan and the company of the shaykh are the same, islah nafs. And what is islah nafs? That the nafs learn this action that according to Allah's desire will live my life. Doesn't matter if it's darkness, if I'm on my own, isolation, if I'm up, if I'm down, wherever I am, isolation, whatever I do is oppose my nafs. Whoever practices this, alhamdulillah, in the dunya and the akhirah, you'll be successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us this Ramadan. May Allah give us the tawfiq to spend Ramadan in this way. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بالله من العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المظلمين طه ويزين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي نبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا مقرب القلوب سلط قلوبنا على دينك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات اطفى بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا
ہمارے ذکر کے ساتھی جو بلاک بن سے آتے ہیں اقبال بھائی بیمار ہیں ہاسپٹل میں ان کے لیے خاص دعا فرمائیں اللہ پاک صحت کاملہ عاجز نصیب فرمائیں اور بہت جلد انہیں واپس مسجد لے کر آئے
یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في صمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا اله الا انت ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
آمين.